Let's go to Edinburgh now to talk to David Wood. He's Executive Director of Technical Policy at the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Scotland. David Wood, possibly two separate countries in or out of the EU. What cross-border issues would there be?
Well, we've been focusing on the concern as to how these EU requirements apply on cross-border defined benefit schemes. There are about 6,000 defined benefit schemes in the UK. About 3,700 of those are in deficit. Many of these schemes cover both England and Scotland at the moment, which isn't an issue. But of course, these would become cross-border schemes if Scotland became independent. So EU cross-border requirements would kick in, which would require that all deficits would be sorted out immediately. All schemes have to be fully funded under these EU requirements.
Yes. Do we get any help or any lessons from Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, where presumably there are also cross-border issues, are there?
I think for the cross-border schemes across Ireland, I think that they are generally managed in such a way that they actually don't have a deficit. So there is something to learn. There were some transitional arrangements, but I think what we need to focus on is really how we're going to address this between England and Scotland.
Yes, and the EU did announce this week, didn't it, that it's going to slightly ameliorate those cross-border issues that you mentioned.
It did. Well, there was a leaked draft directive this week.
There was
week.
A leak rather than an announcement.
I think that's the case, yes. And it's already been recognised that the directive, which is designed to facilitate the internal market, single market, has failed abysmally in this. And the draft directive is designed to sort that out.
And what about things like the Pension Protection Fund and auto-enrolment and even Nest, the scheme many people use for auto-enrolment, and a pension regulator? Would all those things have to be split into an England and Wales or remainder of the UK version and one in Scotland?
Well, the Scottish Government's proposing to set up very similar arrangements in Scotland as there are in England. And I think given the 18-month time frame, I think that's a fairly sensible approach.
And I should just say the Scottish Government has told us that occupation and personal pensions will be fully protected in an independent Scotland as they are now. Our proposals support the continuation of a strong and vibrant pensions industry in an independent Scotland. David Wood, thanks very much for that.